Oasis, band. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, http://en.wikipedia.org. Oasis is a rock band originally formed in Manchester, England. The band is led by principal songwriter, lead guitarist, and occasional vocalist Noel Gallagher, and his younger brother, lead vocalist, songwriter, Liam Gallagher. They are the only remaining original band members. Musically and lyrically, they cite bands such as the British Invasion bands The Beatles, Slade, T-Rex, and The Kinks, amongst their extensive influences. Thanks to the success of their critically acclaimed debut album, Definitely Maybe, and its 19 million selling follow-up, What's the Story, Morning Glory, coupled with the supposed rivalry with contemporary band Blur, Oasis became one of the most successful and prominent British bands of the mid-90s and one of the leaders of the Britpop movement. The Gallagher brothers featured regularly in tabloid newspaper stories and cultivated a reputation as both bad boys and the band of the people. At the height of their fame, the 1997 third album Be Here Now reached number one in the UK charts and also became the fastest-selling album in chart history, with almost 500,000 copies sold on the first day alone. Having survived the loss of founding members and sustaining support from their loyal fan base, Oasis have managed to outlast many of their Britpop contemporaries. Suede, Pulp, and some other peer groups have split up or record only infrequently, while Oasis maintain a regular schedule of releases and touring to popular acclaim. Their latest album, Don't Believe the Truth, released in 2005, was a critical and commercial success. Section 1. History. 1991 through 1993. Early years and breakthrough. Oasis evolved from an earlier band called The Rain, who took their name from a 1966 Beatles B-side. The Rain comprised of Paul Gwigsy McGuigan on bass guitar, Paul Bonehead Arthurs on rhythm guitar, Tony McCarroll on drums, and Chris Hutton on vocals. When McGuigan invited school friend Liam Gallagher to join the group, Gallagher accepted and quickly pushed for the band's name to be changed to Oasis. Oasis first played live in August of 1991 at the Boardwalk Club in Manchester. Noel Gallagher, who had recently returned from touring America as a roadie for the Inspiral Carpets, came to watch his younger brother play. A few months later, he was invited to join the band. Although he had been critical of them, he agreed, with the provision that he would become the band's sole songwriter and leader, and that they would commit to an earnest pursuit of commercial success. Oasis gained a loyal and vocal following on the local Manchester gig circuit, and in 1992, Noel contacted Tony Griffiths of The Real People, who he had met when the latter performed as the opening act for the Inspiral Carpets, asking him if Oasis could use their studio in Liverpool to produce a professional-sounding demo, which they could then send to record companies. The resulting tape, known as the Live Demonstration Tape, would form the basis for Oasis's first album. 10 cassette copies of Live Demonstration were sent out with a J-card insert depicting a swirling Union Jack and the now-famous Oasis logo designed by Tony French, but no response was received. In May 1993, the band were invited to play a gig at a club in Glasgow called King Tut's Wawa Hut by a band who shared the rehearsal rooms. Oasis, along with a group of friends, found the money to hire a van and make the six-hour journey to Glasgow. When they arrived, they were refused entry to the club as they were not on that night's set list, forcing the band to bully their way in. They were given the opening slot and impressed the owner of Creation Records, Alan McGee, who happened to be there by chance, and who reportedly offered them a recording contract on the spot. Following a limited white label release of their song, Columbia, the commercial singles Supersonic and Shaker Maker were released in the spring of 1994. Both gained national radio airplay and were top 40 hits in the United Kingdom. 1994 through 1998. Britpop era and the height of fame. In August of 1994, their polished and melodic single, Live Forever, made the UK Top 10 and brought the band a measure of fame. Also around this time, the band was involved in a high-profile incident on a ferry off the coast of the Netherlands. Liam Gallagher and McGuigan were arrested for fighting, while Arthurs and McCarroll were detained for alleged shoplifting. All four were subsequently refused entry to the Netherlands, and this incident became the first of many tabloid stories on the band. The publicity helped their debut album, Definitely Maybe, a phrase allegedly often uttered by Noel during recording, enter the charts at number one in September of 1994. More hit singles quickly followed. The October 1994 single, Cigarettes and Alcohol, reached number seven in the UK charts amidst controversy that its central riff directly plagiarized T-Rex's 1972 release, Get It On. The EP, Whatever, was released in December of 1994, peaking at number three in the UK charts and foreshadowing the band's move toward a mellower sound on the following album. That song, too, was the subject of accusations of plagiarism, and Neil Innes, formerly of the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, successfully sued on the basis that a substantial part of the melody was taken from his song, How Sweet to Be an Idiot. Tensions between Gallagher brothers on their first U.S. tour, coupled with a disdain for Americans, caused Noel to temporarily quit the band after a disastrous gig in L.A. and fly to San Francisco without telling anyone. When Oasis's manager tracked him down, they decided to take a trip to Las Vegas to calm Noel down. Legend has it that he met a couple on their honeymoon there. The woman thought he resembled George Harrison, and that after a long conversation, they'd persuaded him to rejoin Oasis. The song Talk Tonight, one of the B-sides to Some Might Say, is thought to be written for this woman. Oasis soon had their first UK number one with Some Might Say, the first single from their second album, and the only track on the second album to feature McCarroll, in late April of 1995. At the same time, drummer Tony McCarroll was ousted from the band. Noel Gallagher has since claimed that his departure was a result of him not being technically good enough to play on more complex songs, although McCarroll had not been popular with the rest of the band. There were also reported scuffles between him and the Gallaghers and Bonehead. McCarroll was replaced with quiet Londoner Alan White, formerly of Star Club, and younger brother of renowned studio percussionist Steve White. White made his debut for the band at a Top of the Pops performance of Some Might Say. On June 23rd, the group headlined the first night of the annual Glastonbury Festival, the UK's most foremost music festival. Here they performed a number of new songs, including Roll With It and Don't Look Back in Anger, but their performance was given a lukewarm reception by the critics. Wonderwall was given a world public premiere the next day when Noel performed a solo acoustic version for UK TV's Channel 4. During this period, the British media seized upon a supposed rivalry between Oasis and fellow Britpop band Blur. Noel Gallagher played along, telling The Observer that he hoped Damon Albarn and Alex James of Blur would catch AIDS and die. He subsequently apologized for this in a formal letter to Melody Maker magazine. On Monday, August 14, 1995, Blur and Oasis released new singles on the same day, setting up a battle of the bands that dominated the week's music news. Blur's Country House outsold Oasis's Roll With It 274,000 copies to 216,000 copies during the week. Oasis's management came up with several excuses, claiming Country House sold more because it was more competitively priced, and because there were two different versions of Country House with different B-sides, forcing serious fans to buy two copies. An alternative explanation given at the time was that there were problems associated with the barcode on the Roll With It single case, which did not record all sales. Although a softer sound led to mixed reviews, Oasis's second album, What's the Story, Morning Glory, became the second largest selling album of all time in the UK. The album went on to sell over 19 million copies worldwide and spawned two further hit singles, Wonderwall and Don't Look Back in Anger, which reached numbers 2 and 1, respectively. The album's opening track, Hello, and its sing-along chant was a common feature of Oasis's live performances. It features a sample from Gary Glitter's 1973 top 10 hit, Hello, Hello, I'm Back Again. It also contained their hit, Champagne Supernova, featuring guitar playing and back vocals by Paul Weller, which received widespread critical acclaim and peaked at number 20 on the U.S. charts. Despite not being released in the U.K., it received significant airplay and remains one of the band's most popular songs to this day. In September of 1995, bassist Paul McGuigan briefly left the band, citing nervous exhaustion. He was replaced by Scott McLeod, formerly of the Yah-Yahs, who featured on some of the tour dates, as well as in the Wonderwall video, before leaving abruptly while on tour in the U.S. In order to complete the tour, McGuigan was successfully convinced to return to the band. Like our new bassist, he looks a bit like the old one, doesn't he? Noel Gallagher joked when he reintroduced him to the press. Weeks later, McLeod contacted Noel Gallagher claiming he felt he had made the wrong decision. Gallagher curtly replied, "I think you have too. Good luck signing on." In February 1996, Oasis became only the third band after the Beatles and the Jam to perform two songs on the same edition of British music television program Top of the Pops, miming to Don't Look Back in Anger and their cover of Slade's Come On Feel the Noise. On April 27th and 28th, the band played their first headline outdoor concerts, A Taste of Things to Come, at Main Road Football Ground, Manchester, the then home of their beloved Manchester City. Highlights from the second night featured on the video There and Then, released later the same year. As their career reached its zenith, Oasis performed back-to-back concerts at Nebworth on August 10th and 11th, 1996. The band sold out both shows within minutes, 250,000 people over two nights, at the time a record-breaking number for an outdoor concert held in the UK. The next month proved to be difficult for the group. On August 23rd, Oasis were due to play the prestigious MTV Unplugged at the Royal Festival Hall, but Liam pulled out, citing a sore throat. He watched the performance from a balcony with cold beer and cigarettes. The group left for a tour of American arenas earlier the next month, but within days Noel flew home without the band, who followed on another flight. It received massive media attention, and the group promptly issued a statement assuring fans that Oasis were not splitting up. The next month they met at Abbey Road to begin recording the third album. Oasis spent the end of 1996 and the first quarter of 1997 recording their third album. Be Here Now was released in August of 1997, the band choosing to launch it on a Thursday rather than the traditional Monday. Preceded by the UK number one single, Do You Know What I Mean?, the album was perhaps their most anticipated effort and as such became the subject of considerable media attention. Anticipation culminated with the screening of the documentary Right Here, Right Now on BBC One on the eve of the album's release. The attendant press attention and hype helped the album become the fastest-selling album in UK history, a record which still stands, selling 423,000 units on its day of release, and it reached number 2 in the US album chart. Be Here Now ultimately outsold Definitely Maybe worldwide, but could not match the sales of What's the Story Morning Glory. Although early media reviews were positive, once the hype had died down, the album was criticized for being bloated and derivative, with most of the critics focused on the extensive length of several songs, the heavier sound, and overproduction. Noel defined the album as the sound of a bunch of guys on coke, in the studio, not giving a fuck. The Britpop movement was over, and the band failed to meet expectations with Be Here Now. Consequently, the popularity fell downwards. Critics have made note of the fact that the glowing disillusionment with the album coincided with the fading of the Britpop era. The toppling of the movement's frontrunners, along with Blur's changing style, Pulp's growing inactivity, and the death of Diana, Princess of Wales, changed the feel-good mood in Britain at the time and certainly spelled the beginning of the end. It should be noted, though, that bands like The Verve, Radiohead, and Supergrass kept the movement running up to the turn of the century. After a Yellow Submarine-inspired video for their fourth UK number one, All Around the World, and the conclusion of the Be Here Now tour, The group decided to stay clear of each other and kept a low profile throughout 1998, although a compilation of popular B-sides, The Master Plan, was released in November. However, the band were still subject to much attention from the tabloid newspapers, particularly the Gallaghers, frequently present in articles about severe cocaine and alcohol abuse, erratic behavior, and boastful statements. 1999 through 2003, Changing Styles. In early 1999, the band returned to action to begin work on their fourth album. First details were announced in February, with Mark "Spike" Stent revealed to be taking a co-producing role. The majority of the album had been written by a now clean Noel Gallagher, who had quit taking cocaine in the summer of 1998. This was to have a major influence on the lyrical content of the album. Also, he demanded Liam to overcome his severe alcoholic addiction, which hindered his singing. Recording sessions began in the south of France in April, with everything believed to have been going to plan. Behind the scenes, however, things were not going well, and the shock departure of founding member Paul Bonehead Arthurs was announced in August. This departure was reported at the time as amicable, with Noel stating that Arthurs wanted to spend more time with his family. Arthurs' statement clarified his leaving as to concentrate on other things. However, Noel has since offered a contradicting version that a series of violations of Noel's no drink or drugs policy imposed by Noel so that Liam could sing properly for the album sessions resulted in confrontation between the two. Oasis fans were given a further shock days later as the departure of bassist Paul Gwigsy McGuigan was announced. McGuigan said later that the departure of his close friend triggered his own. The now three-piece Oasis chose to continue recording the album, with Noel Gallagher re-recording most of Arthur's and McGuigan's guitar parts. The hunt was also on for replacement for Arthur's and McGuigan, with such names as Bernard Butler, Johnny Marr, John Squire, David Potts, and Steve Craddock, all rumored to be contenders to fill the positions. The first new member to be announced was new lead rhythm guitarist Colin Gem Archer, formerly of Heavy Stereo, who later claimed to have been approached by Noel Gallagher only a couple of days after Arthur's departure was publicly announced. One of Archer's first roles was on November 5, 1999, where he took part in filming of the promo video for Oasis's new single Go Let It Out, which was the first single to be taken from their new album. A week later, Oasis's new bassist was announced as Andy Bell, former guitarist and songwriter of Ride and Hurricane No. 1. Bell had never played bass before, and he was obliged to learn to play it, along with a handful of Oasis's back catalog of songs, in preparation for a scheduled tour of America in December of 1999. With the death of Creation Records, Oasis formed their own label, Big Brother, named after Noel, as a subsidiary label of the Sony Music Entertainment Group, except in the UK and Ireland, where it is semi-independent. Oasis's fourth album, Standing on the Shoulder of Giants, was released in February of 2000 to good first-week sales. However, the album was met with lukewarm reviews and seen as a significant departure from their traditional sound, with a more experimental, psychedelic sound, as Noel was influenced by George Harrison's forays into Indian and folk music and his own quitting of taking cocaine. In the lead-up to its release, Heat magazine ran a cover story discussing Oasis's bizarre new album. Originally titled Where Did It All Go Wrong, the album was certainly an adventurous departure from the heavier sound of their previous work. The departure of Gwigsy midway through the album's recording led to many of the tracks needing to be re-recorded. The adventurous flute part was lost from Where Did It All Go Wrong. Sunday Morning Call lost much of its original delicate feel, and other tracks were made to sound a fair bit heavier than their original versions. As a result, the completed work, while interesting, sounds more like a loose-fitting mishmash of styles rather than the coherently experimental original. The album featured a new Oasis logo designed by Gem Archer and was the first where Liam Gallagher debuted with the song Little James. As of now, Standing is among the band's lowest-selling albums worldwide, although it did spawn another UK number one with Go Let It Out and Fuckin' in the Bushes, often used as an opener for Oasis gigs. The spring of 2000 saw the new lineup embark on a world tour. Although the album had received largely substandard reviews, the tour proved to be initially successful, but again eventful. In May, they were forced to cancel a gig in Barcelona a few hours before the scheduled start because of tendonitis in one of Alan White's hands. As a result, the band spent the whole evening drinking instead, and a drunken fight broke out between the Gallagher brothers after, according to Noel, some derogatory comments from Liam, who questioned the legitimacy of Noel's young daughter, Anais. Feeling he could no longer be around Liam, Noel flew to his holiday home in Ibiza, and a press release was issued on his behalf, announcing that he had quit overseas touring and would therefore not be present at the rest of that year's European shows. Despite the absence of Noel, the rest of the band decided to continue with the rest of their tour, with Gem Archer moving across to the other side of the stage to perform Noel's lead guitar parts, and ex-Paul Weller and Mother Earth guitarist Matt Dayton being drafted in to take over rhythm guitar duties. After 2 months of ongoing rumors about the band's long-term future after every such sibling brawl, Noel returned for the Irish and British legs of the tour, which included two major shows at Wembley Stadium. Since then, Gem and Noel have switched rhythm and lead guitar at gigs. A live album of the first show, called Familiar to Millions, was released in late 2000 to positive reviews. The second Wembley show, which was being broadcast live in over a dozen countries across the world, including the UK's Sky One, was a chaotic affair. Liam was very clearly drunk, making several rambling statements, which included derogatory remarks aimed at his wife, Patsy Kensett, who had very recently split up with Liam, and also at brother Noel. He also had trouble singing in tune, and at times changed the words to certain lines, and at other times not bothering to sing at all. Along with Liam, Noel and Alan White all ended their marriages during this period. Liam soon started a relationship with former All Saints member Nicole Appleton, who soon became pregnant with their son, Gene. Noel started dating publicist Sarah McDonald and is considering marrying her in the foreseeable future. In 2001, the band were kept busy with work on their new album and live shows around the world. They began in January with a short South American festival tour before returning back to England to start work on their fifth studio album. In May, the band went off to North America to take part in a month-long co-headlining tour entitled The Tour of Brotherly Love with the Black Crowes. Alan White missed the tour as he was suffering from a condition called hypermobile thumb, which causes the thumb to seize up from time to time. His replacement was his older brother Steve. This tour was followed by a handful of shows in Paris, supporting Neil Young, the Fuji Rock Festival in Japan, and a show in Bangkok, Thailand, before returning back to Britain to do more work on the album. While in Japan, Noel revealed that a new single would be released in October, to coincide with a short UK tour entitled 10 Years of Noise and Confusion to celebrate 10 years since the band was formed. While the tour was extremely successful, the planned single was postponed, Noel later revealing that he personally vetoed the release at the last minute due to him not being totally happy with the song. With Oasis's touring commitments in 2001 completed, the band were free to concentrate with finishing off their new album. Heathen Chemistry, their first album with new members Andy Bell and Gem Archer, was released in July of 2002. The record retained an experimental flavor from the previous one, but also borrowed heavily from British rock music of the 60s and 70s, with heavy Lennon-esque influence by Liam, who is rapidly growing as a capable songwriter, creating the gentle acoustic ballad and subsequent top single Songbird. Heathen Chemistry was also a much more balanced recording process for the band, with all of the members apart from White penning songs. This new working method, along with less fighting and drug and alcohol abuse in the studio, ultimately gave the record a more relaxed feel compared to their past efforts. Johnny Marr provided additional guitar as well as backup vocals on a couple of songs, and while critics gave Heathen Chemistry lukewarm reviews, it was commercially successful. Around this time, Liam also provided vocals for the title track of the 2003 album Scorpio Rising of Death in Vegas duo. After the album's release, the band embarked on a world tour that was successful but once again flavored with incidents. In late summer of 2002, while the band was on tour in the U.S., Noel, Bell, and touring guitarist Jay Darlington were involved in a car accident. While none of the band members sustained any major injuries, some shows were canceled as a result. Liam also suddenly bolted off stage for no apparent reason during a show in Fukuoka, Japan, leaving Noel to take over vocal duties. It was the second Fukuoka show in 3 years that Liam failed to complete. In December 2002, the latter half of the German leg of the band's European tour had to be postponed after Liam Gallagher, Alan White, and three other members of the band's entourage were involved in a violent brawl at a Munich nightclub. At the time, Oasis's management alleged that they were subject to an unprovoked attack by a group of youths. However, German police investigations found that the Oasis party had caused the incident by antagonizing other customers of the club, before one of them drunkenly fell onto a table of five local businessmen. A massive fight broke out, in which Liam had his two front teeth knocked out by the fists of a German-American football player nicknamed the Powder Keg. One of the band's bodyguards was allegedly knocked out by a brass standing ashtray, and Alan sustained minor head injuries, reportedly causing him to have a brain scan. In the immediate aftermath of the incident, Liam was alleged to have karate kicked a policeman in the chest as he was being led away in handcuffs. All of the Oasis party were arrested and were only released after the band's management reportedly paid out £170,000 in bail money. Police later said that Gallagher, White, and members of the band's entourage had been drinking very heavily. Tests also showed Gallagher had also been taking cocaine. 2 years later, Liam was fined around £35,000, with part of the money going to the injured police officer. The band ended the year by embarking on a short UK arena tour. 2003 began with the release of Songbird, the fourth single taken from Heathen Chemistry. It was the first Oasis single that hadn't been written by Noel Gallagher and reached number 3 in the official UK charts in February. The band then ended the Heathen Chemistry tour in March by performing two shows in Dublin before returning to Germany to play four rescheduled dates. In interviews around the time, Noel mentioned that he already had material written for the next Oasis album, but admitted that he and the rest of the band was tired after a year on the road, and said that they were looking forward to some rest and recuperation before beginning work on the next record. 2004 to the present. Resurgence. Preliminary work started in December 2003 with producers Death in Vegas for their next album, originally slated for a September 2004 release to coincide with the Definitely Maybe 10-year anniversary. However, problems loomed ahead when in January 2004, longtime drummer Alan White, who had played on most of Oasis's material, left the band. At the time, his brother Steve White stated on his own website that the spirit of being in a band was kicked out of him, and he wanted to be with his current girlfriend. In subsequent interviews, Noel seemed to agree, saying that he has nothing against him, but White's problematic personal life was impeding on his professional commitments with Oasis. Recording sessions continued with Proud Mary drummer Terry Kirkbride, brought in to temporarily take over drums, before the band asked Zach Starkey, drummer of The Who and son of the Beatles drummer Ringo Starr, to join them. He performed on all Oasis's touring dates on the subsequent world tour, as well as on all of the promo videos for the singles. However, as he isn't introduced yet as an official member of the band, he wasn't featured on the album's sleeve and rarely appeared with the rest of them in promotional activities such as interviews and photo shoots. In June 2004, Oasis headlined the Glastonbury Festival for the second time in their career with their new drummer and performed a greatest hits set, which also included two new songs, Gem Archer's A Bell Will Ring, and Liam's The Meaning of Soul. The concert received mixed reviews, mostly because Liam was having problems with his singing, which made him quit while singing Stop Crying Your Heart Out, and Starkey was still getting to grips with the load of songs, which he had only played publicly for the first time a couple of days previously. In September of 2004, the band released Definitely Maybe, the DVD, commemorating the 10th anniversary of their debut album's release. The DVD contains an enhanced audio version of the album, 4 hours of live footage, and interviews with band members and the production team. In May 2005, after 3 years and three scrapped recording sessions, the band released their sixth studio album, Don't Believe the Truth. It followed the path of Heath and Chemistry as being a collaborative project again, rather than a Noel-written album. Also, it was the band's first album in a decade not to feature drumming of Alan White, but of their newest addition, Zach Starkey, who is praised by fans for the freshness and innovation he put in the rhythm section of the album. The album was generally hailed as the band's best record since What's the Story, Morning Glory by fans and critics alike, spawning two UK number one singles with Lila and The Importance of Being Idle, the band's 7th and 8th number one UK singles respectively, while Let There Be Love entered at number 2. Oasis picked up two awards at the Q Awards, one a special People's Choice Award and the second for Don't Believe the Truth as Best Album. Following the footsteps of the previous five studio albums, Don't Believe the Truth also entered the UK album charts at number 1. The sleeve of the new album was also more understated than earlier designs, subsequently emanating a different tone compared to the band's previous albums, and it also featured the logo from their first albums. Andy Bell has likened the album to Forever Changes by Love, Highway 61 Revisited by Bob Dylan, and Revolver by the Beatles, though there are permeating influences from the Kinks and Rolling Stones. In May of 2005, Oasis embarked on a huge world tour, beginning on the 10th of May at the London Astoria and finishing on March 31st, 2006, when the band played a sold-out gig in Mexico City to 17,000 people, Oasis played more live shows than at any time since the Definitely Maybe tour of 1994-1995, visiting 26 countries, headlining 110 shows, and playing to 1.7 million people. The tour passed without many major incidents and is the most successful one for the band for more than a decade. Possible Oasis releases in 2006 include a documentary DVD entitled Lord Don't Slow Me Down, looking back at the Mammoth 2005-2006 World Tour, a second B-sides compilation album, and also, much to Noel's disgust, a Greatest Hits Best Of album. Noel claimed that he feared that the end of the band's non-UK contract with Sony BMG would lead to them immediately releasing a Greatest Hits album to cash in. The band are expected to sign a new contract after the fulfillment of the current one with Don't Believe the Truth. In mid-May, the band announced that they were going to take a break for a year because the new songs they were making were crap, as said by Noel. They are expecting to get back to work in early 2007 on new material. According to Noel, Zach Starkey will continue his dual membership with Oasis and The Who. The Who frontman Roger Daltrey expressed wishes to see his band touring till Glastonbury 2007, but Starkey's intentions to Oasis are not clear. Section 2. Discography. Studio Album Number 1. Definitely Maybe, released August 30th, 1994. Peak chart positions. Number 1 in UK, number 1 in Ireland. Studio album number 2, What's the Story, Morning Glory, released October 2nd, 1995. Peak chart positions. Number 1 in the UK, number 1 in Ireland. Studio album number 3, Be Here Now, released August 21st, 1997. Peak chart positions. Number 1 in UK, number 1 in Ireland. Compilation album, The Master Plan, released November 2nd, 1998. Peak chart positions. Number 2 UK, number 1 in Ireland. Studio album number 4, Standing on the Shoulder of Giants. Released February 28, 2000. Peak chart positions, number 1 UK, number 1 Ireland. Live album, Familiar to Millions. Released November 13, 2000. Studio album number 5, Heathen Chemistry. Released July 1, 2002. Peak chart positions, number 1 UK, number 1 Ireland. Studio album number 6, Don't Believe the Truth. Released May 30th, 2005. Peak chart positions, number 1 UK, number 1 Ireland. Section number 3, Band members over the years. Lineup: Liam Gallagher, lead vocals and songwriting. Noel Gallagher, lead guitar, backup vocals, lead songwriting, lead vocals. Gem Archer, rhythm guitar, keyboards, lead guitar, backup vocals, songwriting. Andy Bell, bass guitar, songwriting, lead guitar, keyboards. Zach Starkey, drums and percussion. Past members: Alan White, drums and percussion. Paul Bonehead Arthurs, rhythm guitar. Paul Gwigsy McGuigan, bass guitar. Tony McCarroll, drums and percussion. Section 4, Awards. 1994, Q Award for Best New Act. 1995, Brit Award, Best British Breakthrough Act. Ivor Novello Award, Songwriters of the Year, shared with Blur. NME Awards, Best New Band, Album of the Year, Definitely Maybe, and Single of the Year, Live Forever. Q Award, Best Live Act. 1996, Brit Awards, Best British Album, What's the Story, Morning Glory, Best British Group, and Best British Video for Wonderwall. NME Awards, Best Band, Best Live Band, Best Album, What's the Story, Morning Glory, and Best Single, Wonderwall. Q Award, Best Act in the World Today. MTV Europe Music Awards, Best Group. 1997, NME Awards, Best Musical Event, Nebworth, and Band of the Year. Q Award, Best Act in the World Today. MTV Europe Music Awards, Best Rock. 2000, Q Award, Best Live Act. 2001, NME Award, Hero of the Year to Liam Gallagher. 2003, NME Awards, Best UK Band, Artist of the Year, and Best Haircut, Liam Gallagher. 2005, NME Award, Best Music DVD for Definitely Maybe. Q Awards, Best Album, Don't Believe the Truth, and People's Choice Award. 2006, NME Awards, Best Video, The Importance of Being Idle. Grammy Awards History, 1997, Best Rock Vocal Performance by a Duo or Group, nominated. 1997, Best Rock Song, Wonderwall, nominated. 1999, Best Music Video, Short Form, All Around the World, nominated. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.